USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
U.S. airstrikes may not be enough to slow the Taliban's advance in Afghanistan. The airstrikes launched Wednesday and Thursday. Former U.S. commander in Afghanistan David Petraeus telling Fox News yesterday he supports the airstrikes because we have a responsibility to help the Afghan government.
I think that we need to work with the Afghan government to develop a plan to help them stabilize the security situation, which has indeed deteriorated very significantly since the announcement of the intent to withdraw.
Despite the airstrikes, Petraeus warns the Taliban still has strategic momentum. California's largest wildfire, just 18% contained. The Dixie Fire, covering almost 143,000 acres in the Central Valley north of Sacramento. Meanwhile, the Tamarack Fire continues to grow along the California-Nevada border. It's now over 58,000 acres and is just 4% contained. Oregon's Bootleg Fire remains the country's largest at the moment. That's over 400,000 acres. It's 40% contained. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
The White House sees what it calls encouraging data on COVID vaccine rates. Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying yesterday the five states with the highest case rates are getting more people vaccinated. She calls that a good sign, but she notes many young people still need to roll up their sleeves.
And, well, if you are a young person, you may think you are Superman or Superwoman and immune from getting the virus. That is not true. That is not accurate. You can get very sick. You can die from the virus. You can also make your grandparents sick and your parents sick. That is factual information.
Psaki also says that over 5 million Americans have gotten vaccinated in just the last 10 days. And she adds there are no plans for a national mask mandate. In Missouri, though, the county and city of St. Louis announced a mask mandate that goes into effect Monday. A city health official says this is to prevent a spike in cases that could overwhelm hospitals. Some bad news for Jeff Bezos and Richard Branson. The FAA announcing this week they have changed the requirements to be an astronaut, and those two don't qualify. While both flew over 50 miles above the Earth, neither meets a new requirement that calls for demonstrated activity as essential to public safety. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The search for bodies in Surfside, Florida, now under new leadership. Miami-Dade Fire Rescue announcing yesterday the end of its work finding victims in the rubble of the collapsed beachfront condo. Miami-Dade Police will now take over the search for remains and personal effects. At least 97 people killed and one remains unaccounted for. A mishap before a music festival kicks off in South Florida. Wendy King has the details.
A large video wall collapsed at the site of a music festival set to take place in Florida over this weekend. Organizers for the Rolling Loud Music Festival tweeted that no one was injured in the collapse at Miami's Hard Rock Stadium and that the stage would be prepared for the festival's opening. Rolling Loud tweeted no one was hurt and it will be fixed before the doors open. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A short-lived stay in the record books for Team USA. The women's water polo team setting an Olympic record today with 25 goals and a win over Japan. The U.S. also setting a record with its 21-gold margin of victory. Spain, though, breaking both records in a 29-4 win over South Africa today. The Cleveland Indians announcing a major change. Here's Brad Bernards.
The Cleveland baseball team has officially unveiled their team identity for the 2022 season and beyond, the Cleveland Guardians. They announced the name with a video narrated by Tom Hanks.
Because this is the city we love and the game we believe in. And together, we are all Cleveland Guardians.
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.